Happy Pentecost. Happy birthday, church. And happy rebirthday to Mitch and later Andrew and Caitlin. Energy and a sense of anticipatory excitement are in the air at Pentecost. We hear of tongues of fire and great winds. We're brought into the story of the time that the Holy Spirit descended and shook everything up for the followers of Christ. The Holy Spirit is something that many of us are not really sure what to do with. Tongues of fire and violent winds don't seem particularly attractive to those of us who like, for the most part, to maintain our composure and a sense of decorum. We leave things like speaking in tongues and being slain in the Spirit to Pentecostals and charismatics. The idea of losing control of our faculties and behaving in ways that are not the norm do not have any appeal for most of us here today. The flip side of that uneasiness with the power of the Holy Spirit is turning the Holy Spirit into a cozy buddy, a magical friend that is just waiting in the wings to perform whatever miraculous event we think we need at any given moment. That sort of cozy attitude toward the third person of the Trinity denies the power of God. That sort of wishful thinking, hocus-pocus understanding of the Holy Spirit negates the awe with which we are to address the Almighty. That's not to say that God and God's Spirit do not wish for us every good. But whether or not we find a parking place is not the sort of good that God deals in. So what is this Holy Spirit? And what is it that God's Spirit is doing in our world today? There are any number of descriptions of the Holy Spirit, both scriptural and otherwise. Often the Holy Spirit is associated with a dove, a white dove in particular. The dove is also a symbol of peace. So we often bring these two symbols together in our minds, thus making the Holy Spirit a peaceful sort. In the King James Version of the Bible, John's words support that general peaceful description of the Holy Spirit, as Jesus says, he will send a comforter. That word has more recently been translated to advocate, which, while having a sense of helpfulness, does not have the same cozy sense as comforter, which in our current usage refers most often to a down-filled blanket. William Young, in his book The Shack, portrays the Holy Spirit as a somewhat translucent Asian woman who's able to show the author the world in colors and ways that he has never been able to realize them before. Each of those descriptions of the Holy Spirit may reveal aspects of the nature of God's Spirit, but they don't address the tongues of fire and violent winds that we hear of today. Fire and wind that makes things happen. Fire and winds that bring change. And as we know, change is not always comfortable. The change that happened in the world on that first Pentecost was a change that allowed people to truly hear each other. People who did not speak the same languages literally. It was the counteracting event to the Babel or Babel event. When the people had grown so arrogant that they thought they could reach God, be God. And God's reaction to their arrogance was to make it so they could no longer band together for such a purpose. At Pentecost, the flaming tongues and rushing winds of God's Spirit brought the people back together. Those who previously could not understand each other suddenly could understand. They could listen, and they did listen, and what they heard was the good news of the saving grace of God. Granted, It wasn't a smooth transition, and not everyone got on board from the first moment. Some people accused those with new voices of being drunk. But Peter, in one of his better moments of understanding, assured them that this was the work of the Holy Spirit, the work of God. And here we have Pentecost again. Again, the Holy Spirit is present in our world, urging us to change, urging us to follow the Spirit's lead, not our own. And there is no better time for us to do just that. Our world is in deep need of guidance from the Holy Spirit. We are again at a time of not being able to hear each other. We are at a time of great division and great animosity. We need to let the Spirit of God fall upon us, each and every one of us, and give us ears to listen to each other and voices to speak truth in love, not lies born from fear and hatred. The Holy Spirit is still here in our world. The Holy Spirit has not left us comfortless and alone. Perhaps we've left the Holy Spirit alone and banded together out of our own devices to divide rather than to join together, out of our arrogance and self-absorption, as was the case at Babel. We have followed our own lead and kept the Spirit of God at bay. We have not followed the example of Christ. We have followed the lead of other human beings who sensationalize everything from the weather to politics, human beings who will say anything to sell airtime and get our attention and maintain their ratings and publicity. They have succeeded. We have been led astray. We must join together as people following the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit, not people who follow angry and exaggerated sound bites that so constantly fill our airwaves. We must change our direction. We must stop following the lead of other human beings and follow the lead of Christ and the Holy Spirit. I never cease to be amazed by those who so comfortably claim to be Christians, followers of Christ, who out of the same mouth spew venomous hatred toward other followers. No wonder there are bumper stickers that read, "Jesus, save me from your followers." How can others be led to the good news of the love of God when those who claim to follow Christ espouse so much hatred? And if we are sitting here smugly relieved that we are not like them, we need to beware. We are called to love them, even them, those ones we like least, those ones we least agree with, even them. Be they Republicans or Democrats, liberals or conservatives, right wing or left wing, and everybody in between. We are called to be one body, the body of Christ, and to behave as such. Perhaps if we're reminded of the fruits of the Spirit, we'll have a better sense of what the outward and visible signs are of those who are truly led by the Holy Spirit, those who are the body of Christ. The fruit of the Spirit named in Galatians are these: love, joy, patience, kindness, generosity, and faithfulness. Who are we being led by? Are we a people of God's Holy Spirit or of something else? On this day of Pentecost, We will bring new members into the body of Christ. We will baptize Mitch, Andrew, and Caitlin. We will seal them with the Holy Spirit in baptism and mark them as Christ's own forever. The Spirit will descend upon them and upon this holy place. This is again Pentecost. The Spirit is present, waiting for us to be changed and to be guided so that we too can hear. We too can listen with new ears and displaying the fruits of joy, love, patience, peace, kindness, generosity, and faithfulness to all the world. Come, Holy Spirit. Come here. Come now. Guide us to be the people you would have us to be, so that we can spread your saving grace, your love, your compassion on our hurting and divided world. Amen.
Amen.